podcasting straight from my front porch, where together we can share our inspirational journeys with the world, one story at a time. Thanks for supporting my Inspirational Journeys podcast. My purpose is to provide a platform for authors, creative artists, and entrepreneurs to share their stories while also providing writing tips, encouragement, and inspiration to help you achieve your writing goals through faith and courage. By clicking the Support This Podcast button or following the link in my show notes, your monthly contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 will help me achieve mine. Double check, make sure I'm recording here. Okay, I am ready now. Welcome to Inspirational Journeys, everyone. My name is Ann Harrison Barnes, and today we're doing a dual podcast with Mark Anthony Raines. He's my guest, and he's also going to be asking me questions, so you'll get to hear both sides of the coin. Welcome to my show, Mark.
Hi, Ann. How are you today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I read your very interesting bio, which I, as I said, it's over 6 minutes long. But please stick with it, folks. 6 minutes is an annoying life. It's not very long.
No.
It's time to go and have a cup of tea, go and get those biscuits and sit down and think, oh, listen in. So here we go, folks. Are we ready? Yes.
We're ready.
And Harrison Brown. I'm a proud mother of a beautiful daughter who's constantly inspiration for me. Many of my stories feature children. I have three nieces and nephew whom I love. From the bottom of my heart, I have found music to be a great source of healing. Throughout rough and painful times in my life, I also find it to be a great source of inspiration. With traditional means and through the world around me, about my blindness. Although I'm not born, I was not born globally, I'm placed in the not born globally. Hi, welcome to the Hosea and Mark Pokemon Show. And tonight I am talking to author Ann Harrison Barnes. I am a proud single mother of a beautiful daughter who is often the inspiration for many of my stories featuring children. I have three nieces and nephew whom I love from the bottom of my heart. I found music to be a great source of healing throughout rough and painful times in my life. I also find it be a great source of inspiration for traditional means and through the world around me about my blindness. Although I was not born prematurely, I was placed in an incubator and given 24 hours of oxygen when I should have been given with only 3 days. This excessive amount of oxygen caused my optic nerves to not develop properly, resulting in my blindness. I have light perception in my left eye and none in my right. The right eye was moved when I was 18 months old. I was born prosthetic since then. Till recently, I've used a cane since I was about 5 years old, except during the period of April 2006 to March 2009. I worked on my own one and only kind of named Star. She's a black lab, golden receiver, mixed with southeast kind of. She's from the southeastern kind of. Where I live and work, I currently live in Rocksville, Georgia, near my parents. And one of my two brothers, when he's not working on the road, I have worked home the various freelance clients while writing my novels. These clients include Meyer, Weisinger, from Bus Crew, Web Telephone Company, and Ernest Deputy's Word Matters blog. Why do I write? First of all, I love creating stories. I entertain my readers. Now I have lived for these entertaining stories. Well, I hope to share the message of God's love will bring back childhood memories through my children's books, my journal for the healing, and brainstorming. I've written non-fiction to help inspiring authors to self-publish their own books through Amazon. Hobbies. My hobbies include listening to music and podcasts, reading, crocheting, and sitting out on the porch on a warm day. Music. I enjoy love listening to country, classical and western, instrumental pieces such as classical New Age. New Age piano pieces and film scores. Also, find an environment is filled with natural music. Podcasts. I find this occasionally really entertaining. I have a variety of podcasts I listen to on a regular basis. Some of my favourites include The Author Stories, podcast with Hank Gardner, Crazy Pen, I Should Be Writing, Ditch Diggers, Eyes on Success, How Do You Write, and Writing Excuses. My favourite authors and deans I love read books by Karen Kingsborough, Bert Murray, Jeanette Oak, Hope Cunningham. I love finding new authors. My favourite deans include Christian fiction, cozy mystery, sweet romance, romantic, spirit romance, and fantasy. I also read for Kate Romero. My faith, I am a Christian. Only Jesus died on the cross to save my soul. God's words, Christian, that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh unto the Father but me. John 14:6, King James Version. Book list. Stories outside the box, Electric Book, A Journey of Faith, A Stepping Stone Mystery, Innovation, Electric Book, Maggie's Crazy Train Adventure, Electric Eclectic Book, Links.
Well, that was the bio.
Yeah, and I do apologize for it being long. I was sending you the media kit so that you had all the my full bio. Well, not my full bio, but most of my bio and book links and interviews that I've done before. So now that we have, Mark has played my bio, his reading of my bio. Mark, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am obviously called Mark Anthony Raines, and I have in my life had a near-death experience, which was some years ago. I had a blood sugar level at the time of 1-2-4, which is basically very, very ill or nearly dead. And I was rushed to North Devon District Hospital, which is in Bartlesville, Devon, and I was put in an induced coma for 3 weeks. And whilst I was in that coma, I heard a woman's voice I've not heard before or since. And I had the most overwhelming feeling to wake up. Now, I believe that this person was my guardian angel or my spirit guide. I know people will say it's all in my mind. I heard voices, blah, blah, blah. But I'm sorry, I don't believe that. Mm-mm. And also because of this, I became more spiritually aware, more than I ever was before. I've never had a strong faith before that event, but after the event, I definitely did. Because I think when I was in my coma, this is why I call myself Ghost Man, is because I touched my own slice of heaven or hell. I don't think there's a set heaven and hell. I may be wrong. This is only my theory, folks. I'm not, I also podcast regularly. I've got over 2,000 podcasts at the moment. I do loads daily. I'm very eclectic. I cover cryptozoology, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, comedy, authors. I'm a horror host. What else do I do? I like reading samples of books. I don't like narrating. I do research. I'm a cartoonist. I'm an author. I have written a book with my friend S. Rob called Cartoon Occult Martial Arts, which I help write and draw pictures. I do a lot of free books on my blog post called Ghost Man. I've got numerous books on there. And the last book I wrote was Time Traveling is Happening as We Exist, which is a little bit out there, but hey, why not? And basically, that's me in a nutshell.
Okay, so what inspired you to become a writer?
I just think, I decided one day, I thought, why not give it a go? I mean, they always say that everybody's got a story to tell. I thought, well, I'll write it. I admit I probably get a lot of the paragraphs wrong and the spelling wrong because I have a small vessel disease in the brain, which confuses my writing a little bit. But hey, that's why we've got Google Edit and lots of other little lovely gadgets that I can use. I don't have to worry about that too much. And I just like writing. I find it helps me because when I get angry at something, I write a really good horror story and it gets it out of there. Gets it out of my head.
You know, hearing you read my bio lets me know that I need to go and update it a little bit on the media kit. But, so, I find that writing helps me too. So, have you ever thought of using tools like Pro Writing Aid?
I suppose I could do, but I never do that. I'm one of these people, I'm a bit lazy at heart. I'll admit that. I just like to write it when I feel like writing. At the moment, I'm writing a book called Waggy Tales, which is all about all the dogs we've had, little bits about them. And I probably should go over to a proper sort of like how to put in paragraphs and put the commas in right and all that. But it's just laziness on my part.
Unless you find that, like, a hybrid publisher who does all that for you, but yet, you know, they'll give you certain things they want revised. But I just thought I'd, you know, give you that resource just as a, you know, in case you hadn't thought about it. So,
well, what about yourself, Anne? What do you use?
Well, actually, I use Grammarly, but I only use it for the spell checker in Word. Because, as you guys have heard, I am totally blind, and I use a screen reader called JAWS. And, excuse me. So, when I'm using JAWS, it doesn't read the color highlight, the underlined text highlight in color, or what the corrections are. So, I just use the free version of Grammarly and use the spell check. Because a lot of the editing tools are not accessible. But yet, I also listen to other podcasts, as I've said. Which some of those are going to have to be updated too. But I also use, like, I listen to other podcasts and get tips and things. And I actually have beta readers to look over my work. Well, I will be now especially. But the three Electric Eclectic books, well, they're not going to, they're still published as Electric Eclectics in ebook. But I'm actually going to revamp them and publish them in print and audio through Crimson Cloak Publishing under my own, I mean, they'll be published under my name, but I'll be using my own logo at some point. So yeah. Stay tuned for that.
I like the fact that you said about the Christian faith, because obviously in this day and age, you cannot say what faith you are because that may upset people, which
my podcast is a Christian-based podcast. If you went on the anchor.fm/inspirationaljourneys, you looked at my description, you'll see that it's a Christian-based podcast. So I'm not afraid to say that I'm a Christian.
But you know what I mean? In what they call political correctness world, which I hate completely, I won't go there, because I could rant for England on that one. But I just think it's just got silly.
Yeah, it has gotten completely out of hand. I do agree with that. So you said you run your own magazine, is that correct?
I do my own little books. I do my own little mags. They're nothing special, but I just like to put them out there. And I help draw a cartoon for my friend's magazine. It's called Gonzo Weekly, which is like a alternative music magazine.
Oh, okay. Because when I read that, I was kind of unsure about what you meant by that, so I wanted to clarify. So, what got you into podcasting?
Me? Oh, podcasting. Well, I tried YouTube, as everybody does, and I found YouTube a bit constrictive because in the old days it was quite free and you could talk about virtually what you like, but nowadays they're getting a bit picky what you can say and what you can do. So I thought, hey, let's give podcasting a go. I thought, how can I do it? Let's keep it simple. So my podcast, folks, is done by the following devices: a smartphone and an Amazon Fire tablet. And that's as technical as I'm ever going to get. And I don't care what anybody else thinks. I'm not going to go and bother getting a studio and all the equipment because I can't be bothered. And it keeps it all mobile. So now I can podcast whenever I like, whenever I want to do it. And that's the way I keep it. And I just thought, well, let's see what I can use. So I obviously chose one of the free ones that you can do first because, some of them do cost a fair bit of money. So I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And I developed it from there, basically.
Yeah, I saw where you use Podbean. I use Anchor for mine because I talked to a podcasting friend of mine that I met through her podcast. She uses Anchor. And then I found another blind Anchor user on Twitter. She told me that Anchor was accessible. So I unlike some blind people, and I'm not, downing folks who have disabilities because I know everybody has their own learning style. Some people, if it's not completely accessible, they don't want anything to do with it. But me, I used to be that way. I'll be honest with you. I used to be guilty of that. But you know something? With me, I find that if I get frustrated, I walk away. And then this still small voice says, try it this way. Try it that way. And I go back in it and I play around with it and I'll keep playing around with it till I learn it. And that's the only way I'm going to get things done. So I do my podcast on my iPhone. And when I'm doing solos, generally, unless there's something I want to record and I want to do it on the computer, but I generally do it on the iPhone. And then when I do interviews like this, I do them on Zoom and then I upload them to the website, the anchor.fm website.
Yeah, so I was introduced to Zoom by Susan Swanseck. I don't know if you heard of her.
Mm-mm.
She does a part, and I think Zoom's quite good. I might try it more often with other people podcasts because sometimes people don't like Skype. I don't know why. Perhaps it's because of the configurations. Perhaps it gets a bit awkward to sort it out anyway.
Well, one of the reasons why people don't like Skype, and this is why I don't like it, it takes up a lot more bandwidth, and especially for blind people. I know people use Skype, and I know that Microsoft is supposed to be making that more accessible, but I've had trouble with Skype, and I don't have the Skype Recorder Pro that a lot of people have used, and I've read emails where people have issues with Skype. So that's why I use Zoom, and I can start my recording with a video or without a video, and then I can just upload it to the podcast. It makes it so much easier. And if I have a video on Zoom, I can upload it to YouTube. I mean, it's that easy.
I definitely might try it more in the future with my American guests, my British guests.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what inspired you to write then, Anne?
Okay, so I loved to read as a kid. Okay, and I've done creative writing contests. I won one when I was in middle school back in fourth grade I think it was like fifth or sixth. I don't remember. That's been so long ago. And then I dabbled in it a bit in high school, but what really got me started and what really ended up me publishing a bad book, which I won't go into that detail because that's just one of those books that should have been thrown out or should have been stuck in a drawer somewhere and never looked at again. But anyway, that's beside the point. What really got me started was I was listening to on the National Library Service for the Blind has, it's a program by the Library of Congress, and it has the, it, back then it was books on cassette, and now they do digital and I can download them. But I was listening to New Stories of the South 2001, and Lee Smith was the editor of this book. Okay. And she was talking about one of her students who said she couldn't write a story. And the more I listened, the more she demonstrated how the way she showed this student how to write, the more I thought, okay, well, if it's that easy, then I can do it. Well, like I said, my book wasn't edited. It was pretty rough. And I was really just getting into writing. And then I went through a rough patch. And then, as I told you, I felt the Holy Spirit and leading me. And I was inspired by the music I was listening to at the time. And I picked it back up. Let's see, it was 2006 when I published that. It's like 3 years later, I picked it back up.
I like that the your book titles. And I like the way you call it eclectic. I love that word, eclectic.
Actually, that electric eclectic, let me explain that to those of you who don't know. Not only to your listeners, but to mine. And I'm hoping we can share each other's because that way we grow our audience more. So let me explain that a little bit more. So Electric Eclectic, it's a brand of what used to be short reads, and now they're actually doing more. But it's a brand of books that it started out as short novelettes between 7,000 and 20,000 words. Any kind of book you wanted to write, as long as it fit that, you know, criteria and met certain, you know, you use certain fonts and things for the covers, but you're supposed to be able to have the promotion, you know, other authors helping you promote your books and you've helped them promote theirs. That's what Electric Eclectic Books is. Paul White is the person, Mark. If you go to bit.ly/visit, E books, all one word, you'll find out more about it. And Paul White is the person you're going to want to talk to about that because he's the one that got it started. I'm not publishing with them anymore for various reasons, but still, I did publish three of my books through them. But now I'm doing.
How did you find the publishing experience? Because obviously my friend helped me do that book, the book I did with him. But I've tried to look into publishing, and I found I could do most of it, but I don't understand the when you do the bank detail bits and all that. I find that very, very confusing because it says international bank code and all that business.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know, with UK, I don't know what your experience would be, but I know in the US, what I do is when I write it, I'll get other people to look at it, beta read it. And I'm thinking about if I can find one that's not too expensive or have my friend to help me with it. If she can help me edit it, work with an editor and have somebody format the books for me. But actually my podcasting friend that I was telling you about, and if you, she was telling me about this, she Googled DIY book formats. And there is a website where you can get, I don't know how they work on your smartphone. I don't know what smartphone you use. But there is, he does have some templates that you can download, that you can put your book into. But I would seriously have another pair of eyes look at your book if you want, I mean, to make it look more professional, because that would really help your sales.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, because, I mean, what you might think, oh, it's okay, but obviously, for professional reasons, you have to make sure it's more accessible for people.
Right, but not only that, I am also a professional freelance writer, too. I've done landing pages through
Rush Cute, which is no longer, they're no longer open. They're in Kennesaw, Georgia. About 3 hours north of me here in Rochelle, but it was all online, and Mia and I are still friends to this day. And I've also, like I said, worked with the ErnieStimsey.com with the Word Matters. I still occasionally write blog posts for her. Because I mean, it's professional writing experience, and I've tried to find other landing page jobs, but they want more experience than I have. So.
Yeah, I've looked at one of your books. I'm looking at one of your books now because I've accessed Amazon, as you do.
Yeah.
Electric Eclectic Novelette.
Yes, Innervision.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, if I had to pick a favorite, which, truth be told, that's like asking you to pick your favorite child, I'm telling you. Pick your favorite baby. But if I had to pick that one, my favorite, if I had to pick a favorite, that would be the one I'm most proud of. That would be the one I'm really proud of. And I think you'll get a blessing from reading that.
Yeah, I can, because I always like looking at the sample. And if I've got your permission, I like to do the sample bit on my podcast at one time.
Yeah, that's fine.
I need that's a sample fine. Bit, nothing more, you know, because you usually get like a, the prologue and a little bit of chapter one, normally. That's the normal standard they give you, which is fair enough because it says preview anyway, so it's only more anybody can access anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And if people like it, that, you know, that would be great. I have a question for you because you got me curious. I listened to your narration of Jack and the Beanstalk on your podcast. When you first reached out to me, because I looked at your website, I didn't look too thoroughly, and I probably could have searched further, but I listened to that, and I'm like, have you ever thought about narrating audiobooks?
Oh, yeah, I've tried to get into it, but it's a very hard field to do, because they want you to be a professional, but I love it. That's why I pick them. I just pick a book, and I go, yep, I'm going to read that. Or if it's a freebie, there's a lot on Gettysburg I use a lot because there's a lot of free stuff, public domain books, so you don't get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I like a lot of Edgar Allan Poe. I've done a lot of Edgar Allan Poe. I did a version of The Raven. I've done about 3 or 4 versions of The Raven.
I've only read the one, I think. I haven't read, but I've heard the musical. No, I don't think I've read the Raven. I've read Telltale Heart. I may have read it, but that's been, I'm 44 now, so that's been years ago when I was in high school. But Telltale Heart, I've read it, and I've heard a musical rendition, you know, like the composer's classical version of it, which was really, really neat. I like how they do that. And then the composition of Peter and the Wolf, I love that.
Yeah, because I was surprised how many actual free public domain books there are by quite famous artists. You've got a book by Henry H.P. Lovecraft, The Stunned House.
Grace Livingston Hill is another one.
Edgar Allan Poe, all these books. Some of the books. Robert Louis Stevenson, The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I read that book. I love that one, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I love that. That was crazy there.
Dracula's able to, you can get that free. Dracula's Guest, The Jewel of Seven Stars, The Lady of the Shroud, A Lair of the White Worm, which is a very weird book, and I recommend it. I've read it, narrated it, and it's very weird. And a film, there's one of a film I actually watched some time ago. It's a very weird film. And if I think I've got the right book, I think it's called Metamorphosis. By Frank Caffarelli. It's basically about a man who turns into a beetle.
Wow, that is weird. Is that the man who wakes up and discovers he's a cockroach?
Yep, that's the one.
I have heard about that. I haven't read it, but I have heard about that one.
It's a very weird book, and which explains a very weird film.
Now, let me ask you about your writing process. When you write your stories, are you a plotter or a pantser or what I call a planter, somewhere in between?
I get days I write like 3 or 4 stories on the trot, depending how I feel. And then I get another day I don't write at all. And then I get a day when something's upset me, the doctor's upset me or something, and I write a story based on... I wrote a horror story called about quacks, which the name of the doctors are called back in the 6th centuries in England. I basically called it, and I looked up quack remedies. I based the horror story on actually real quack remedies.
Wow. I have a friend who likes horror. I've read Stephen King before, but I'm not really big into the horror genre myself. I'm more into mysteries.
Yeah, I mean, each their own.
Yeah,
I read a few. My favorite book that I read, it hugely influenced me in my life, was The Day of the Triffids. I love that book. We read it at school, and it influenced me. Well, more than I care to think.
Wow. Okay. So, what else was I going to ask you? So you say you do like 3 different radio shows? Is that right?
I'm at the moment, I do my own state podcast station. I'm doing a pre-show on Kingdom Influencers podcast called He Sayeth, which is like a half hour pre-show. And I do shows on Freedom Talk Radio. One's called Horror for All, which is basically horror books and films and series. And I did one about Tales of the Crypt last week. And I've got another show called The Mark Rain Show, which I cover subjects like incontinence, stuff like that. Subjects people find a bit taboo, but I like to put them out there to make sure at least someone's talking about.
Ryan, at least you inform people about these issues so they know, you know, they're more aware of them, I guess you could say.
Yeah, how about yourself, Anne?
No, this is Inspirational Journeys is my only podcast, and I'm going to tell you what inspired me to do this. I've been listening to podcasts I started listening to them about 3 years ago, then I stopped for a while, then when I got my iPad, when it was given to me, I started listening to more podcasts, and I was doing that not only because I enjoy the podcast, but to do research, to try to figure out how these people were doing their podcasts, how they were doing their shows, you know, what they were using. And then I prayed about it, and I'm going to get into the Christian thing, yes, again, because that's just me. I was praying about it, and I'm like, and I felt led to do a podcast. I felt like, you know, God could help me, you know, give me the voice. I could use my podcast to give people like you and other authors and creative artists and entrepreneurs a place to share their inspirational story, because we all have a story to tell, like you said, and we all have it. We're all in this creative journey together. So, and then of course I do solo episodes where I talk about writing tips, or sometimes God will lay a book review or something else on my heart that I have to share, and I share it on the podcast. It gives me an outlet to share my journey as well. And it gets my voice in other people's heads, which I've been told by a couple of people that I have a voice for radio. So that's why I did this, and I did research on Anchor, and my friend and I tried the Zoom software out, And that's where I discovered this is how I wanted to do my podcast.
And also you're on WordPress, like myself.
I'm sorry?
You're on WordPress, like myself.
I am, yes. AnnWritesInspiration.com.
Yep, and you can follow quite a lot of it on this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having a look at that. You've got you're like me, you've got loads of stuff.
I'm eclectic, but I try to categorize what I write. And I'll share things that people have posted on their blog. I follow other blogs, and if I find it very useful, very helpful, I will share what I see on other people's blogs.
Yeah, I think that's what the world should be. I think in this small world that we live in, we can't help one another, which is obviously part of the Christian faith as well.
Exactly. We're
so, well, as I say, I personally believe you don't have to go down to church and pray if you don't want. That's just me. But my wife is a very religious person. She gets someone to come in twice a month to take Holy Communion and the wine, drink the body of Christ, body of Christ, trying to remember it now.
Yeah,
body of Christ.
In Matthew, Jiminy, Lord help me, what was that verse? Anyway, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So it's good to get together with other worshipers. That's what we should do. That's what I believe we should do.
I always find it interesting that though people say that, Christianity and most faiths are losing virality now when it's all going over back to spiritualism, which is also a form of Christianity if they look at it properly. But it's funny how when we're in the need of crisis, or someone is ill or possibly dying, how we quickly turn to faith, very quickly, to the power of prayer.
Right, but the Bible says pray without ceasing. And the verse I was looking for was Matthew 18:20. But pray without ceasing is also quoted in scripture. We should pray without ceasing. So not just in the bad, but in the good too. And we can praise God, for all the blessings that he's bestowed upon us. And I strongly believe that, because if it weren't for God, A, I wouldn't be doing this podcast. B, I would still be in a rut in the bad situations that I've been in. C, I would not be writing the way I do now.
Well, I think you're despite your disabilities, which you've obviously not, you don't let it get to you.
Nope.
You've got on with your world, the world that gave you not such a great beginning, but you've got past that, and I admire you for that.
And I do, and I appreciate that, because that's, and I thank you for that. Because you can't let your disability get you down. Because I know there are people that do, and they gripe and complain, but yet they don't work for what they want. And in life, you have to work. If you really want it bad enough, and you feel called, led to do if you feel it's a passion of yours, a calling, then it's not going to be handed to you on a silver platter. You've got to work for what you want. You got to work, even if, for me, God, I felt like God was calling me to be a writer. I feel like, even as I'm doing this now, I have to work for what I want. I have to get out there. I can't physically get out there all the time and hustle, but I hustle on social media, my blog. I try to get on other podcasts like the Halsworthy Mark Show and the Jen Lowry Writes podcast, which I was on back in March. And, other shows like that. And I started my own podcast because I believe that, this is my way of getting out there, meeting new people, reaching out to people that are not in my immediate area. And this is my way of reaching out to them and maybe reaching out to somebody who's listening out there who needs to hear a bit of encouragement. So I encourage you, go out there, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help, which I am kind of shy about that still, but I've got to get out of that. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there, because you never know whose life you're going to touch. Those are my words of wisdom and encouragement for you guys today.
Well, yeah, you know, I always say, I'm not the illness, I am me.
Right. Can you explain to my listeners what your disability is?
Well, I have a couple of things. I have neuropathy, which is like a nerve condition that affects my legs and my arm and gives me slight weakness in them. I have a mental health condition called OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. It's not the cleaning kind, which most people associate with, of course, but mine's to do with order and control, and my anxiety gets to the... I can get verbally aggressive. And I admit that. It's not a thing I'm proud about, but I do. So I like to admit it, because by admitting it, I'm getting better with it.
Right.
And I also have a thing called small vessel disease of the brain, which obviously most people associate with old age, but at the moment I'm only 57, so I'm on the verge of it, but not quite. But it affects my speech, my spelling, my concentration levels. I get confused very easily. My short-term memory is absolute, like a goldfish. My short-term memory is less like a goldfish, as a joke.
Okay. I've never heard that one.
And basically, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, you can look up more. I could go into the medical side of it, but
That's okay.
Too long-winded.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't want to bore everybody.
No, sorry, folks. This podcast is now getting into a boring little... Do not listen to it anymore. Bye-bye, Emily. Bye.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I think we've just about covered everything, and I know you talked about your book. But I'm gonna ask you a fun question. I don't know if you are. Oh wait, I do have one more question. Do you have any special, like, writing tips or podcasting tips that you'd like to share with my listeners?
Yeah, I'll give you a very simple podcast tip, right, folks? Now, if you want to podcast, and you don't want to get too technical, because it can get bogged down technicality, and you just want to give it a go, I recommend you as go for Anchor FM, because it's free and it's easy to set up. Just talk about a subject you like and put yourself out there. It's not hard. Any smartphone will do it. Any tablet will do it.
Just
give it a name. Well, all right, perhaps not. But put a name to it, like Fred Bloggs talks about the clock on the wall, or James went down the clock garden and found a snail. Anything along like that, I don't know. And just put yourself out there. And for writing, well, just write. Just write what you experience, your life experience, your life. Write it down. Look back at it and think, oh, that's quite interesting. Put it out there as a sample in your blog post and see what response you get. And then some people thought, oh, yes, I'd like to know more. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. And on the heels of the podcasting thing with Anchor, I don't know about with Podbean, but with Anchor, you can also, it might take a little while to get them, but you can get sponsored. You can ask people to support your podcast. Turn on the sponsorship segments where Anchor will find sponsors for you, or you can do both, which I've opted to do both. But on my podcast, I'll add segments like a welcome segment that I've recorded, and I'll do the support this podcast segment, and then I'll have the interview, and then a couple of other things that I've, you know, promotional opportunities, and a couple of other things that I can do. And with Anchor, it's more interactive. You're not just podcasting to the cyberspace airwaves. you are also, I don't know about Podbean, but you can also, people can leave voice messages with Anchor podcasters, and your audio might be, might appear on a future podcast. And you can favorite other podcasters. You can, you know, it's more of a, it's like a podcasting community.
I used to be on Anchor FM, but I can't access it anymore for some weird reason. But I used to, my show is on there. I got to, last time I looked, 44,000 downloads.
You could probably still get on there now. What smartphone do you use?
I use Samsung.
Okay. I use an iPhone. I don't know if that makes any difference. But what I was going to say...
I'll probably try again. What I might do is sign out of it, then put a new account up and just try Anchor FM again and put my podcast I've done now on it and restart. That's not a problem. I don't mind. It doesn't bother me.
Because you still probably have the downloads from the inactive one and you can start a new one. I don't know why you... Or if you don't want to go that route, just contact Anchor Support. I'm telling you, it may take them a while to get back to you, but they do listen. And I'm telling you now, for those who use it, who are visually impaired or who are sighted, whoever's out there listening and you want a podcast, Anchor has gotten more accessible. Even their website has gained accessibility. Their website's a lot more accessible now than what it used to be. Because I've left feedback and these people have listened. All the buttons are labeled with VoiceOver on the iPhone, which is the screen reader, for those of you who don't know. All your buttons are labeled, and all but one button is labeled on the website, on the website side of it. So I would really encourage you. I mean, there are other ones out there, like Simplecast. What is it? Simplecast, Blueberry maybe, though I don't know how long that's going to be up. Simplecast.
There is... What's his name? That does 90 days. Buzzsprout. That's free, but it ain't up for 90 days.
Yeah.
If you don't pay. Which is not a lot, but if you just want to experiment, that's right.
And another thing Anchor does too is it also, once you get your podcast set up and do your description, as long as you don't use the word test in any of your episode titles or anything like that, as long as you follow certain guidelines, they'll get you on a lot of platforms. I'm on 7 platforms, folks.
Yeah, I was on 11 last time I looked. I was quite proud of that.
I would contact Anchor Support and tell them that you're having trouble getting on Anchor. Instead of having to restart over, I would contact Anchor Support. Because you got a following. You've got a tribe there. That's what I suggest you do. Contact the support team. Because they will help you with that.
Yeah. I've always had the attitude when I first started my podcasting, if I got one listener, I'm happy. I do look at the numbers, obviously, I do, because we all do.
I do,
but I don't rely on it too much, because I realise now I'm reading it the wrong way, because you're looking at what people download on the day, but when it averages out, like later on when you look at it, you're thinking, oh, 100 and whatever people looked at it today? Oh, the feed hits was 300 and, oh, some, the plays were like... it's confusing.
Right. I don't look at I don't worry about the estimated audience so much. I look at the number of plays. I mean, I look at both, but I'm turned more toward the number of plays. Then I look at the episodes and see how many plays I've gotten for each. And some get more than others, which is natural. But I've got one interview that I did back in April when I first started, about 2.5 months ago. Well, maybe not quite that long ago, but still, when I first started, I had one interview that's gotten like 21 plays, I think, all total. So it's the most popular. But that, you know, that's the way it's going to go. At first, it took me a while to get on these 7 platforms, but now I'm up there. I've got over 30 episodes going, and you know, I don't regret the day that I started this.
You can never tell what people are going to like, can you? You cannot tell. I mean, I put the most stupidest thing on once. I did a song about not voting, and it got 30 like downloads.
I don't go that far with it. I talk about my self-discovery, my writing journal journey, encouragement and tips. I do book reviews online too, as well as interviews and stuff like that. But I do book reviews online, and the one book review, I mean, I got like 11 downloads, 10 or 11 plays on one book review. But the one that was my favorite one that I've reviewed so far was The Last Lecture, by Randy Pausch. I don't know if you've read that one. If you haven't, I highly recommend it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Did you review the book I sent you? A book.
The book?
The cartoon occult.
I bought it on Amazon.
Ah.
Yeah, because I didn't get the file you sent me. I bought it on Amazon and had my Echo device read it to me.
What did you think of it?
It was definitely not something I would have chosen had it not been for the podcast, but it was interesting. I mean, you had some very good martial arts techniques, but now the spiritual side of it,
I know that it's not everybody's taste, so we know that, but
that was not my cup of tea. But other than that, your martial arts techniques were pretty good for defending somebody in a fight.
Well, I tried to keep it simple. I didn't want to be too technical, because I used to do martial arts, I had to give it up. But the more technical you get, the more you don't remember it.
Yeah, and the more technical you get, the more over your head. And it kind of, at one point, I was thinking it was more like a textbook. It had like the textbook feel to it almost at one point. But I think if you would have had more descriptions of what you're doing, I know you had the pictures, but if you would have had description, you know, put in why you use these techniques versus something else, you know, in there, I think it probably would have been able to, you a little more explanation of why these techniques were for martial arts would have worked. I think you would have had more, you probably would have gotten more takers on it because they would have understood it a lot better.
That's okay. That's a fair criticism. I like fair criticism. I don't like people saying, I just didn't like the book because I didn't like the book. And I like the fact that you're willing to put input. And I listen to input.
And if I may, and I'm not here to judge you or anything. Don't take me wrong. But I think if you would have had an editor look at it or had beta readers look at it, you could have cut down some of the redundant speech, because there were times when some of the things were repeated, like some of the things your friend was saying was like for the more spiritual side of things, like opening the great gate and shutting the great gate. He repeated that several times when he could have, you know, just simplified that a bit more, because you already know what he's going to say at the beginning. But if you'd have said open the great gate as listed above, or as listed at the beginning of this section, or, you know, however he would have put it, and then close the gate as listed above, you know, previously, something like that, it would have propelled the story forward. And there were times where you were repeating something that you had stated earlier, and it was like the book was going backwards for a minute, and then it moved forward. So I think having an editor would have been beneficial to help iron out some of those developmental.
I mean, as you say, it's my first time I've ever done something like that. I'm not proud that I did it because.
No, I'm not. And like I said, I'm not. I know this is your first one, but you asked me what I thought, and I was just giving you a tip. And the next time.
I appreciate your tips because I'll take it in hand. And that's why I like to do my own little free books on my blog, because obviously, if I think I put them out there, people read them, fine.
But have you ever gotten any feedback from your free book?
The best one I've got is Just a Nightmare, book one, and that's got quite popular. Quite a lot of people like that. It's just generally very short little stories. I wrote one. I wrote one right in, it's in like in a comedy horror type of style. Because, you know, I like horror, I admit that, I'm a horror fan. I just thought, hey, why not?
You like through that little humor. You know what you might want to do as a suggestion? You know, those free stories that you put on your blog? If you could get somebody to help you format them, edit them, you know, clean them, you know, make sure they look really good, format them, and then publish them as a collection, like some people call it anthologies. I call it short story collections.
Yeah.
And then put it out there for the world, and then try to sell them, try to sell it that way. That was a suggestion that I had for you, because since you said you do little short stories, that's one of the suggestions you could certainly do, because I did that with a few short ones myself. I called it Stories Outside the Box, but when I get it republished through Crimson Cloak, I'm going to call it A Magical Rain and Other Stories. Because Stories Outside the Box is kind of is real generic, and I want something that's not so generic, because that's why I think that's why it's not doing as well as I'd like it to. So, yeah, that's my suggestion to you, because I think you've got a lot of good potential as a writer.
Yeah, a lot of it you've got to develop your skill, isn't it? I mean,
right. But I think
when you first start off, you think,
I know, I had to do the same thing. But like I said, I would certainly, you know, suggest that you look into putting those, because you may not be able to publish them in a magazine, but maybe if your magazine editor could look over them, or if you know somebody who can help you with it, who can help you format it and do the spell checking and, you know, make sure, you know, kind of take care of the redundancies and developmental problems that might arise, then I think you'd have a really good a good opportunity to sell your short story collection.
I'm going to read you one of my very short stories, very short. It's called The End. Warren, Percy, Darren and Frank were getting a bit bored as the countless discussions on various topics played all the card games they knew. Warren, when do you think it'll happen then? Percy looks up. I reckon the next 50 years. Darren, no, at the rate human race is going, destroy the world will be sooner. Frank, I wish it hurry up. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse wait as they know better them as better as war, death, famine, apprentice and earth. The end.
Wow. I think you can build on that. Because
yeah, I know, yeah, but I just thought that's a good I thought if I call them Frank Warren. I was trying to think of names.
No. Character names are fine. Your character names are fine. But what I'm saying is you could build on plot lines to move the story forward. Instead of having them bored with the conversation, something could happen along those lines that could really drive the plot forward.
Yeah, I could develop it more. Yeah,
it does need a little bit more. It does need more development. But I think once you get that done and then have somebody work with you, and actually work to develop it into something that people would, you know, into a bit more than that, and have, you know, something that keeps moving forward. Oh, what in the world? Okay, folks, I have no idea what that is. But anyway, if you work toward developing that, that would, you know, you'd have something that would actually sell.
If you know what that was, folks, that was my Flying Scotsman going around on the hour saying it's the midnight.
Oh.
It amuses me quite funny. I know it's pathetic, but I like it. I keep it on. I know I shouldn't.
That's okay. Well, my iPad's been yakking at me, but you won't hear that because of the internal microphone on my computer's pretty good at not picking that stuff up. Thank God. But anyway, so I'm going to ask you a fun question now. Okay, are you ready for this?
Yep, go for it.
Okay, so if you could have a conversation with, or as you say, if you could have a cup of tea with, or be educated by anyone in the world, past or present, who would that be and why?
Question. I would like to have a cup of tea and a discussion with Elvis Presley, but not the fat Elvis Presley, the beginning Elvis Presley, the raw Elvis Presley, before he got too famous. If you know what I mean.
Before he got into his music and got into all the drugs and stuff.
Yeah, I would like to talk to him before then, because I know he was quite a religious person, and he was quite devoted to his mum. I read, obviously.
I heard about that on the radio years ago. Yeah, right.
I'm going to ask the same about you then.
Okay. And people have heard this before. People have seen this on the blog, and I've been on other. Oh, I've been on the Ask Wynn podcast with Wynn Charles, and I've told her listeners this, and now I'll tell you guys this. The late great Dan Seals. He's a classic country artist. If you're familiar with, since you're older than I am, you probably know this. You've probably heard this group, England Dan and John Ford Coley.
Okay.
Don't know if you've heard it, that he was half of that duo, and then he went into country in the 80s and 90s. His music was what inspired me after I went through my, suffered emotional and verbal abuse, through two relationships now, but anyway, after that, his music really God gave me the gift of music. Well, not me personally, me doing it. I sing, but I tried to teach myself how to play the piano, but that's beside the point. But anyway, his music got me through a lot of that. And I would love to have a cup of coffee with him and kind of do similar to what we're doing, find out what inspired him and tell him how much his music meant to me, how much certain songs touched me when I needed them most.
I'm sure he's listening in now somewhere.
I'll tell you my experiences after the podcast, because I don't want people to think I've.
No, that's fair enough. I understand that. Don't worry. I never.
No, after I stop recording, I'll tell you.
I ask questions that people don't want to answer, because I don't like pushing it.
No, but what I'm saying is, after we stop recording, I'll explain. Because I had to, talk to another friend of mine about that. If you're a spiritual person, you'd understand. But not everybody is on that level, so
we'll
talk about that later. So, where can people find you online?
I'm Popbeam. I'll just look it up. Where am I? Mark M.A. Rains 88.Popbeam. But you just look up, if you put in Mark Anthony Rains radio podcast radio station, it should come up. And if you put my name up, it'd come up loads of stuff on. I've done so much, I've forgotten how much I've done. I've got on YouTube. I've got lots of little videos on there that you like. I once did a promo as a plastic dog. In a southern accent, promoting my mate's local weekend stuff. It's like something along the lines of, "Hello there, my name is Dorothy. I want you to come to this great show," or something like that. I know it's a really bad.
I thought that was a hoot. I think I'll look for that one later.
And as you can tell, I like to do voices.
That's why I suggested you'd be good for audiobooks.
Yeah, anybody listening who wants to me to do an audiobook, I will do it for free just to get myself out there.
Well, you heard it here, folks.
Well, why not? I mean, that way they don't have to worry if they don't like it. They hadn't got a worry, and all I would want is a credit. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It is. Fair enough. And you guys can find me. I know you haven't asked, but I'll go ahead and tell you. You guys can find me at annwritesinspiration.com. That's ANNWRITES inspiration.com. I'm on facebook.com/annwritesinspiration. Twitter at AnnWright75. And my podcast can be found on anchor.fm/inspirational-journeys if you want to find me there.
Now, I always like to do an unique sign-off on my end of the show. What do you do for your end of the show?
Okay. Would you like me to do mine first?
Yep.
Okay, so we challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your inspiration with the world, or your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched 1,000. Thanks for joining us on Inspirational Journeys, and have a blessed day.
Well, here's mine for you, Anne. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Anne, for being on this show. It was a double podcast, you know. People may be getting confused about why we're talking about different things, but it's the same. Don't worry about that. We talked about, we didn't mention the fact about our disabilities, because it doesn't matter in this world, you see. Because we are people, not the illness we know. And please read the books that Anne puts out, and keep her faith that she agrees. And I thank her for being on my show. Because I just like what she does, you know. Good night. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you for being on Inspirational Journeys. And it was such a pleasure to have you. And you guys have a blessed night. Do you have suggestions for a future show, questions about writing, or feedback you'd like to give me, but you're not in a place where you can send an email? Well, don't worry, because I have news for you. Anchor has a new feature now called voice messages. In the past, you had to have an Anchor account and have the app downloaded onto your phone to leave voice messages. But now you can leave voice messages from anywhere. All you have to do is follow the link in the show notes. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched 1,000. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys. You guys have a blessed day.